I'm interviewing Mr. Bernard Demers, running candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada for the district of Sheffield. Mr. Demers, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of your campaign, could you briefly introduce yourself?
Well, I got my PhD in psychology at the University of Montreal when I was 25. Then I became a teacher and a researcher for 12 years. In 1988, I started to work as an administrator in higher education. I was successively academic dean, dean, and principal. Presently, in my personal office of psychology, I help administrator in decision process and team leading. And I am also involved in international cooperation. In my personal life, I'm the father of three children. Nicolas, who is 28 years old, and Constance and Joya, who are 17 and 13 years old. And my wife, Ornella, come from Milano, in Italy.
I see. The district of Sheffield has been represented in a House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the candidate of the Liberal Party of Canada?
Oh, the Bloc Québécois is a clear dead end. The present choice is not between Quebec and Canada, but between the reformist way of life and new values of friendships, tolerance, and open-minded.
I see. As you know, the district of Sheffield has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What will be your main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics will be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
Land, water, and food are special goods, absolutely essential to the life of a nation. Liberals, when they were at the government, subtract cultural goods to the power of World Trade Organization. Now, I want that Canada does the same for farming. We must protect our population by protecting our farming. About urbanization, I had announced a few days ago with my friends Denis Paradis, Liberal candidate in Brome-Missisquoi, a project of suburban train to connect the Granby area to Montreal. This project must help environment and a good urbanization and probably the value of our properties. About the industries, we have a $1 billion program to help them to improve their competitiveness and in the present world. In a hard economic context, it's ridiculous to suggest, as the conservatives do, that everyone has to do all by himself. Manufacturers need a governmental help, and we want to give it as soon as possible.
I see. Now, as you have mentioned, the industrialization development or job creation in the region, including, of course, the district of Sheffield. And you just mentioned that your Liberal Party will have probably a number of propositions in regards with the loss of jobs and manufacturing plants, which has closed down. Now, one thing which is I would like to ask you is that following question: to what the Liberal Party of Canada will do to reassert voters, young and older, there is a future for them in remaining in their community and not seek better opportunity in a larger city such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada?
Well, I think our green plan, with the accent on farming and on green technology for manufacturing, is a realistic and good way to keep our population in our region. The world needs to switch for a way of life which is more like the one we have here than the one people have in Toronto or in Alberta. It's now necessary to keep in mind our effect on our environment and to adapt our behavior. And the first step is to take in account the reality and vote Liberal.
Now, I've been talking with Mr. Bernard Demers, candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada for the district of Sheffield. This is your host, JR, for CGMQ. I'm interviewing Mr. Jean Lambert, running candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada for the district of Sheffield. Mr. Lambert, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of your campaign, could you briefly introduce yourself?
Well, yes, and thank you for the opportunity to use your airwaves, JR. Well, I was born and raised in Granby, left Granby at around 18, to study and work in Montreal and Quebec City, where I did work in advertising and communications for a number of years. And I've been run my public affairs agency for the past 6 years, where I'm involved in media relations, public relations, and government relations as well. So my work has brought me very, very often to Quebec City and Ottawa over the past few years. So I guess you could say that I'm quite familiar with the way business is done in our provincial and federal legislatures.
Now, the district of Schaefer has been represented in the House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voter should vote for the candidate of the Conservative Party of Canada?
Well, that's an interesting question, a very good question, as a matter of fact. I guess the quick and easy way to answer this is to say that the Conservative Party of Canada, which really has its roots in rural Canada with farmers and ordinary Canadians, is connected to the people, connected to the needs of the people. And I think it's important for the people in the riding of Shefford to support someone who will be sitting at the table where the key decisions affecting their future will be made, and not just sitting on the sidelines. And that being said, I think we realize that we need to have someone else sitting at the table than someone from the Bloc Québécois, because in fact members or MPs from the Bloc Québécois are not making decisions, are not involved in the key planning and determination of where we're going in the country. So I guess I'm calling upon all people who do believe in Canada, who believe in a strong Quebec in Canada, to vote for the Conservative Party. We need to have another person than someone from the Bloc Québécois sent to Ottawa for the riding of Shefford.
Right. Now, the district of Shefford has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What will be your main objective to reinsure each one of you of these economic characteristics will be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, farming is really the core. It's the base of our party, rural Canada is. And since the Conservative Party has come to power, it's defended vigorously the supply management in certain key areas of milk products, eggs, and poultry. And this is key to the survival and success of our farming communities, particularly in Quebec. We've also taken a number of measures to guarantee or to ease the transition from generation to generation. And this has been a very much a problem over the past years, in that younger farmers, second, third, and fourth generation farmers have been unable to acquire because they couldn't find the capital to purchase their parents' farms. Now we've taken a number of measures to help them do that, and certainly we certainly recognize the importance of sustainable agriculture in times where the environment has become so important. It's also important to support farmers in making them more aware and helping them in providing the quality foods that they've been putting on the table for Canadians for generations and generations. But given the constraints and the importance of environmental protection, we've put a number of programs and provided a great deal of assistance to make sure that our agriculture will be sustainable and will provide good quality, excellent foods on the Canadian tables, while keeping a close eye on the security of foods coming into Canada, and of making sure that the that these products more and more are grown in the same kinds, under the same kinds of conditions that we impose on our own local producers.
I see. My next question is, with local urbanization, development, needing infrastructure such as for road, sewer treatment plant, and aqueduct water system, what the Conservative Party of Canada could do to help in the matters of financial assistance or contribution to municipalities to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
Well, really, there are two things that we've recently done that that are really key in providing providing plans and assistance for water systems, roads, and sewers. The first thing is that we just made permanent. We just Prime Minister Harper has brought into Prime Minister Harper has made permanent the return of the excise tax on gasoline for municipalities across the country. So this means that the federal excise tax on gasoline, a large portion of that will now be returned on a permanent basis to municipalities on a per capita basis. Now, these monies will be used by municipalities to help them build roads, sewer systems, and water water purification systems and aqueduct systems. And additionally, under a program that was introduced some time ago and that was just finalized with the province of Quebec, if we look at the situation locally, other provinces had agreed and had implemented the Construct Canada program with the federal government over the past few months, but Quebec just ratified that recently. It's a commitment of approximately $33 billion to be spread out over several years. Now, this is this will be money made available to the provinces and decided upon by the provinces themselves. Those these monies will be used for a wide range of infrastructure projects, again, be it for roads, for aqueducts, and so on and so forth, or tourism infrastructure, based on really what the provinces need and require. So this is, once again, another example of the kind of open federalism that is proposed and put in place by the Conservative Party of Canada, which is radically different from the more centralized approach that we've been used to under previous liberal administrations. And you know, we just believe that, you know, the regions, the municipalities, the provincial governments and territorial governments themselves know better than the people sitting in Ottawa what needs to be done to help their local communities.
I see. As for industrialization development or job creation, the Sheffield riding has seen its share of plant closing and loss of manufacturing jobs by the thousand. What the Conservative Party of Canada will do to reassert voters, young and older, there is a future for them in remaining in their community and not seek better opportunity in the larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, there's no doubt that you know, we're going through a very rapid and great shift in the global economy, and this these changes are bringing a lot of challenges to our economy. And largely from emerging economies, particularly in southeastern and southwestern Asia, where, you know, we have communities, we have countries that are that have huge populations, and that are slowly but, you know, very very relentlessly coming into you know, building up their economies. So this means that, you know, we need to innovate to become more competitive and to stay ahead. And some of the things that the Conservative Party has implemented to help us do that is to put in place several retraining programs, particularly for older workers. We certainly realize that, you know, people have been working in manufacturing for 15, 20, 30, sometimes more, for a longer period of time, that suddenly are facing plant closures, or that the companies that they're working for are under such pressure to become more competitive on prices that they have to lower wages. And this is very very important. We have to respond to that, and the way we've done so is, you know, to put in place programs for older workers, for instance. Just 2 days ago, the Prime Minister announced that he'd be building on the Conservative government's targeted initiatives for older workers program, in which the Prime Minister committed to increasing the funding of $50 million per year through 2012. Now, this will help laid-off workers gain experience through job transition, you know, to help them through these difficult times. People have to realize that, you know, we're aware of these difficult situations, and that the government is on their side and working for them. But certainly, you know, we'll continue to work with the provinces and the territories and businesses so that, you know, older workers can get the skills they'll need to find new jobs, because, again, you know, people will have the opportunity in the future, given the shortages in manpower, to perhaps work a bit longer than the earlier generations did. But certainly, you know, there are yet more challenges to face. We've also introduced several programs to help businesses, to help companies retool and buy new equipment to increase their productivity and to increase their skills and their know-how to become even more competitive on the global scale. So, you know, there are a number of things that, you know, a lot of things have been done, and certainly, you know, more needs to be done and more will be done under a Conservative government.
I see. I've been talking with Mr. Jean Lambert, candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada for the district of Sheffer. This is your host, JR, for CGMQ. I'm interviewing Mr. Simon Gonocchi-Messi, running candidate for the NDP, the New Democratic Party of Canada. Mr. Messier, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of your campaign, could you briefly introduce yourself?
Yes, since November 2007, I am a commissioner for the Val-des-Sais School Board of Grambay and Richen. My function at the school board had led me to occupy the position of co-president for the General Direction Evaluation Committee. In the past, I have taught at the high school secondary level. I am presently working for Guérin Publishing House as a representative for educational material. During the period of 2001 and 2003, I was elected as municipal councillor for the municipality of Stembridge Station. Having obtained a bachelor degree in political science from the University of Laval, I'm a member of the Quebec and Canadian Political Science Association. I'm the father of two young boys. I believe the NPD party possesses the necessary tools to understand and satisfy Canada family and social needs.
I see. Now, as you know, the riding of Sheffer has been represented in the House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois. Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the candidate of the NDP party?
The NPD party is a federalist party who is directed by the strong leadership of Jack Layton. At the heart of the NPD party's belief is the positioning of Canadians' well-being and quality of life. That's why eligible voters should vote for the NPD party.
I see now. If you are elected as a member of parliament, could you describe how you can reassure your voters you will be available in a Sheffield riding and how you intend to do so?
Once elected, it will be my priority to establish and maintain a constant communication flow between myself and the voter of the Sheffield riding. At the parliament, my goal will be to prioritize and voice the needs of my voters. I am dedicated and passionate, and will continue to use these skills in representing the Sheffield riding at parliament.
I see. As you know, the Sheffield riding has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What would be your main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics will be developing to its potential, starting with farming?
The key to the economic growth of the farming industry, I think, will be to inform and direct the agricultural sector toward governmental programs that will help them reach their objectives. The creation of new assistance programs, the development of technological support and innovation will be important factors as well. With a strong Canadian dollar, the agricultural sector has the financial means to import new farming equipment that will increase productivity. We need to protect and promote our local products and therefore place certain restrictions on imported goods.
I see. Local urbanization development need infrastructure such as for road, sewer treatment, plant and aqueduct water system. What the New Democratic Party of Canada could do to help in the matters of financial assistance or contribution to the Sheffield riding to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
Infrastructures needed for the development of local urbanization such as roads, sewer treatment plant, and aqueduct water system is the responsibility of the municipal government. If the municipal government is limited within their fiscal budget, then under an NPD leadership, financial support will be directed in order to further lead the development.
As for industrialization development or job creation for the Sheffield riding, has seen its share of plant closing and loss of manufacturing jobs by the thousand. What the New Democratic Party of Canada will do to reassert voters, young and older, there is a future for them in remaining in the community and not seek better opportunity in larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada.
The NPD party must assist the industrial sector with technological development and support. We need to take advantage of the global strength of the Canadian dollar in order to invest in new technological systems. This system will provide local manufacturer with a competitive edge that will enable them to increase their sales volume and therefore create jobs opportunities. On October 14, voters have the power to change things. The Bloc Party must not be re-elected, and voting for conservative of Stephen Harper is like it's voting for an ideological party. I think it's not a good thing. On October 14, if you want to change things, you have to vote for the NPD.
I've been talking with Mr. Simon Ganouchi-Messier, candidate for the NDP, the New Democratic Party of Canada, for Sheffield riding. This is your host, JR, for CGMQ. Unable to reach Mr. Michel Champagne, running candidate for the riding of Sheffield for the Green Party of Canada, I'm talking with Mr. Michael Zayata, who will speak on behalf of Mr. Champagne. Mr. Zayata, for the benefit of our listener who has not attended the launching of Mr. Champagne campaign, could you briefly introduce Mr. Champagne?
Yeah, sure. Mr. Champagne is a farmer since 35 years. He works in an organic farm. His farm has been certified organic since 18 years. But he is also very well known as a person who works in the real estate broker, and he has a company, Intercity. It's not his first time that he runs for the party. He already ran for the party, and he's a real believer of what the Green Party can do for our economy and our government. He needs somebody like Michel Champagne. That's why I supported him, and I went to the launching of this campaign in Granby last Wednesday. It was really wonderful, and I'm really proud to support what he's doing and the work. He's a really wonderful man. I hope that he will be there representing us in the parliament.
I see. As you know, the riding of Schaeffer has been represented in the House of Commons in Ottawa by the Bloc Québécois.
Yes.
Could you explain why eligible voters should vote for the candidate of the Green Party of Canada?
Yes, because the Green Party it's time now that we go for the Green Party, because everybody is aware of how our industry works and how the how many people now, 4 million people saw the story of Stuff. If you haven't seen it, I invite everybody to see the story of stuff.com. And it's my son who told me about it, and I found this little presentation, very simple, and explains how we are destroying our planet because we are not doing the right thing. And the Green Party, since many, many years, is telling people, like, wake up. It's time now to do something. Don't wait. And if we don't do anything for our planet, we will find that it will be too late soon.
Mm-hmm. Now, if elected as a member of parliament, could you describe how Mr. Champagne can reassure his voter he will be available in a Schaeffer riding, and how he intends to do so?
Yes, he intends to have an office, open office, that weekly will be available with a secretariat, that people will come and present their needs, and we talk and discuss. And he's also planning to have meetings with the population in to discuss important issues. And of course, like, this has to be established soon as he wins the election. He will be opening an office, probably in many places, not only in Granby, but in other places, so that the population can come and present what they need, and we will take care of each need, because we don't want to just have somebody decides sitting there somewhere in Ottawa, but he will be available here in the region, because he believes that he lived in Granby for many years. He was the real estate broker for Intercity, which is his company, and he is very well aware that the population must express themselves to him, so that he can take this information and present it to the parliament and to the right people there.
So he will use the what is very well known as a town hall meeting to get feedbacks from his citizen of his riding. Now, as you know, the Schaeffer riding has three main economic characteristics: farming, local urbanization, and industrialization. What would be Mr. Champagne's main objective to ensure each one of these economic characteristics will be developing to its potential, and starting with farming?
Yes, of course. If you have seen the United Nations Environment Program, the Division of Technology, Industry and Economics, they are all now talking about the sustainable consumption and production. So for all these fields, you see, economically, industry must be done with a sustainable sense of the planet. You see, we cannot just do economics and develop economics without taking care of the people and the environment. People are living on this Mother Earth, and And Mother Earth is giving us a lot, but we have to take care of her. And that's what the Green Party wants to make it available to everybody, to work locally, to develop industries that will find the resources here. We promote the consumption, local consumption of our fruits and vegetables that we grow here. We have a wonderful land. We have a wonderful capacity to produce very well and very well, economics that all the products here are 100%. I produce myself essential oils, and I'm sure that our oils here are better than what we import, because we know that their quality is very high and it's more appropriate to our needs.
So it's like a certified quality.
Yes, certified.
Which,
and we
people
know we
knows.
Can see the producers, yeah, and support the producers and support all the levels of the economic. Because if we just produce for somebody else, and if our customer will find in a cheaper place in another country, then we lose. We just this week we had an industry closed here. How many industries they closed because we go and buy cheaper somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to produce for our needs first, and then locally we think globally. But we act locally.
I see. Now, local urbanization development need infrastructure, such as for road, sewer treatment plant, and aqueduct water system.
Yes.
What the Green Party of Canada could do to help in this matter, especially for financial assistance or contribution to municipalities to reduce the burden of taxpayer?
Yes, what we are really thinking here and what we need, because we had a railroad. We had a railroad that came from, we were linked to Montreal, we were linked to the States, we were, all the railroads, we have to reinvent them, not reinvent the railroad, but we have to bring them back again running. We have to reestablish the whole system of railroads because it's cheap and it's much safer and ecological, because
right,
all the merchandise that we have to transport from one part of the country to the other to help to stay and consume locally, we have to have this ability to transport the goods in a best way. And railroads, people want this because it's very easy to when I travel in Europe, I take the railroads and much faster, much easier, and I have the time to chat with people. I don't have to worry about the driving.
Right, and it's much greener.
Yes, yeah. So for this and for the cleaning water, we have to first not to pollute the water. If we want clean water, everybody here had clean water. Why should we pollute the water and then make a filtering system and all this and mm-hmm. to transport? We have to clean the water so that it's drinkable. We have to take care of this natural resource, which is the richest country we have. Our resources, the water, clean water, people want to come and buy it, and we have it, it's free.
Mm.
See, 40 years ago, we could go and drink from the water from the rivers, but now it's not anymore available. It's
yeah.
all polluted.
Yeah.
So we have to do something about this, and this is due to the industry, to the agriculture that's done without thinking, without taking into consideration our environment.
See. Now, as for industrialization development or job creation, the Eastern Township, including Shepherd Redding, of course, has seen its shares of plant closing and loss of manufacturing jobs by the thousand. What the Green Party of Canada will do to reassert voters young and older there is a future for them in remaining in their community and not seek better opportunity in larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or Western Canada?
Yes, of course, if we produce locally, people here will find the joy to work at in this little communities. We love the Eastern Townships. We love our community here, and I would never go to larger cities if I can find a nice and interesting work here. And for my children and my grandchildren, would love to see them working here in this region. And what can we do for this is to find a way to produce and to consume here locally.
Mm. Now, as you know, I've been talking with Mr. Mikhail Zayata, who has spoken on behalf of Mr. Michel Champagne, candidate for the Green Party of Canada for the Shepherd Riding. This is your host, JR, for CGMQ.